Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. As I've been thinking of our word confidence this month, it's been really interesting to me. I've been praying and just talking with God, and you know, the words that I feel like God gave us for this year that we're going to focus on, He gives us practical application, right? Practical moments to practice them, learn them, you know, really put into action the things that we are talking about and focusing on for the month. And I was really surprised because part one of this podcast came pretty quick, came pretty easy, you know, finding our confidence in the power of God, knowing we don't have to figure things out for ourselves, knowing that God's already given us a way, knowing that we don't have a spirit of fear that controls us, but that we have a feeling of fear so that we can, you know, turn to God and say, okay, what do you want me to do in this situation? And here we are at part two, because God gave me a totally different perspective as well with confidence that I felt equally important that I wanted to share with you ladies today. And what I want to share is this confidence. You know, when we are finding confidence in the world, they talk about self-confidence, self-this, self-perception, you know, self. And to a point, I understand that and I appreciate that. And I get what they're trying to say. I get the direction that they're trying to push us. But really what we need to be having is God confidence. When we know who God is and we really cling to the fact and the concept that we are made in His image, that's where our confidence can really, truly come from. And we don't have to fear the things that are happening in the world around us, or, you know, even fear the things that, you know, sometimes we fear, you know, as being women. You know, I think we all have certain fears as women. You know, we fear getting older. We fear being irrelevant. We fear, you know, getting behind, you know, and not being able to catch up. We fear that if we don't, you know, if we don't keep going, the world's going to go on without us and, you know, we're going to be stuck, you know, stuck back behind. And so I think there's this fear that kind of propels us all. And I woke up, I've been hearing from a couple different women lately, one of which is on our women's ministry team. And if you know Alicia Keating, she's an amazing woman of God. And she was sharing with me about how she has been really intentional about taking time to just be quiet with God. And I know that for a lot of us, we think we're being quiet with God because we're doing a devotion, or we're being quiet with God because, you know, we're reading a book about our faith, or we have that daily quiet time, or we have the worship on the radio. And so we are equating being quiet before God, but we're not actually really being quiet, if we're honest. There's a lot going on in our heads, or there's a lot that we're reading that's stimulating us. And she said, I really just felt like God has been calling me to this season of just sitting quiet, just quiet, and just letting God fill my thoughts. And for me, I am such a busy little bee. I am a go, go, go. I'm a doer. For any of you that know Enneagram, I'm an Enneagram 3. I love people. I get energy from people. I like people to like me. I don't want to be left out of anything. I want to do. Like, I find my value, I find my worth in people and the things that we do and all of that. And there's some strengths to that, but we all know that there are weaknesses to that as well. No matter what personality type we have, there's strengths and weaknesses. And so I find a lot of value and a lot of worth in what I'm doing. You know, what I'm doing for God. Well, you know, God, I'm reading this book, and, you know, oh God, I'm listening to this song, and it's all about doing. And so I was really just inspired by Alicia. And so I've been waking up in the morning and kind of shifting my morning ritual a little bit, and including, I know my brain wanders fast and easy. And so I have been shifting to just wanting to do 10 minutes, just like, Lord, I'm just going to really, I'm going to really focus on 10 minutes. And so I am a one snooze person. I really believe, you know, there's a lot of things that happen in our bodies if we hit snooze too many times, and it actually is really detrimental to your day and to your body to be, if you're a snoozer, it's not great. You guys can't hit your snooze button a million times. But I do believe in the power of one snooze because I think it's a really gentle way to get your body going for the day. So I always encourage, you know, women, like hit snooze that one time. And I've been taking that snooze time, which I think if you use an Apple, I think the snooze is actually 9 minutes. I don't think it's 10 minutes. I think it's nine. Why it's nine, I don't know. But I've been taking that 9 minutes and I roll over on my back in bed and I just sit there and I'm quiet and I go, Lord, what do you want me to hear? And this last week, as I woke up, the words, I am who you say I am, was just like, it was almost like it was mid-sentence when I woke up and I rolled over my back and just was like, I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. And it slowly shifted into, okay, well, Lord, who do you say I am? Who am I? What do you need me to know that I am? And the three words that came back were, I am chosen, I am free, and I am forgiven. Now, as a people person, a pleaser, somebody who finds value and worth in the things that they do, to know that I am chosen just for me. I just laid there and was like, wow, I really needed to hear that. And then free, I'm free. I'm not bound by the things that I do. I'm not bound by my to-do list. I'm not bound by anything. I'm free. God literally wants me to feel free, and I'm forgiven. You know, when you're somebody who really loves people and you want people to love you, messing up is a really tough thing. You really take it to heart because you're worried it's going to impact your relationships. You're worried it's going to impact how people see you and if they're going to like you or not. And so those three words that came to me just were so ministering to my soul. And so I share all this with you because I want you to take time. I want you to say, God, who do you say I am? Who am I? Who are you? Who do you want me to know that I am? What are you wanting me to recognize that you see and think and feel about me? So I hope that whether it's after this podcast or maybe sometime this week, you will set aside, even if it's just 10 minutes, maybe it's even five. I know we are all so busy, but I'm hoping that you will be encouraged and inspired to set aside some time and just sit quiet and say, God, who do you say I am? What do I need to know? If you get some words, I'd love to hear them. I'd love for you to share them with me. You can always email me at bnichols, and Nichols is N-I-C-H-O-L-S, at EFCC.org. Or you can always find me on a Sunday at the Women's Ministry Cart. I'd love to hear who God is telling you you are and what he sees in you. All right, ladies, I hope you have an awesome week and we'll see you for the next episode. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.